Blog Talk Radio.
Altering live real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it. Rap evangelist altering lives, real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it. Rap evangelist altering lives, real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it. Don't confuse this gospel, don't refuse, it's the power to change the lives of the vilest among us. Ask me how I know, not long ago I was a lunatic, certified until I met the one who was crucified. Put that on the sun, as long as I got a tongue, I'm rapping that Maranatha, my anthem is silly Trump. In layman's terms, he's coming back, to be exact. He's not slack, concerning his promise, believe that. If he said it, he will do it, won't he do it? Yes, he will. We Christ-centered like the wheel, in the middle of a wheel. This is more than music, yeah, this is outreach. We're healing souls, with anointing flows and sick feet, huh? Boots on the streets with ex-thugs and ex-killers, huh? Soldiers of the cross, pouring for the lost like gorillas. Pour from the fire, not to preach to the choir, we taking airways and byways for Messiah. Yeah. Rap evangelist altering lives, real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it. Rap evangelist altering lives, real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it. Rap evangelist altering lives, real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it. Rap evangelist altering lives, real music, commission and gifted, so it's a sin not to use it.
Welcome, welcome, listeners, to the Real Music Show. I'm your host and DJ, Minister Mercy, and we are live on WIN Radio, which stands for We Inspire Network. And today we have a show that I have been waiting to do, and this show where we are featuring the MC that, you know, I've been waiting to get on the show. His name is Ambassador Honray, the Truth Spitter. And, you know, there are a lot of ways to describe this MC. And, you know, a lot of words, but a few words that come to mind are unique, versatile, dope, hot MC. And, you know, of course, you know, I try to make sure that I bring the best to you live on the Real Music Show. So, you know, I'm glad to get this MC in here so he can, you know, break bread with us today. And he is hailing from Newport News, Virginia. And I'm going to let him kind of introduce himself and kind of tell y'all a little bit about himself. But, you know, for those of you all who don't know, not only is this MC, you know, somebody that I really love his music, but I also am, he happens to be my cousin. And, you know, but I'm going to tell y'all something, you know. You know, Ambassador Honray is one who actually greatly influenced me in my rap style and my rap approach. Everything that I can, you know, attribute to him as far as, you know, even me getting started in this rap thing, you know, as far as when I was a young fella, you know what I'm saying? He taught me just about everything that I know. And, you know, so I'm thankful that he has been able to come on the show. I'm thankful that God, you know, touched him and changed his life. And that he, because he was very influential in, coming up to not only myself, but to a lot of young and older people, you know, that that was spitting at that time. And, you know, so he had had and has a great influence on a lot of people. So, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, God brought him over to the to his side. And, you know, so we were able to, you know, create more soldiers for Christ. So anyway, without further ado, Ambassador Henri, would you like to say hello to the listeners?
Yes. Hello, brothers and sisters, children of the Most High, those that are listening in. It's really an honor to be on my little cousin's show. He's doing great things, doing big things, and I'm very proud of him for keeping everything moving and doing, operating in excellence, to the best of his ability as God gives it to him to do. And I really, really appreciate the fact that he's moving as in obedience to God. And like he said, that we, we got family history. We're cousins going way back. And I can remember him following me around, and watching my moves, even when I wasn't doing holy hip-hop. When I was, rapping secular music and all of that, he followed, he followed me. He kept tabs on me. He, he studied when even he was studying me, even when I didn't even know he was studying me. And he really, came out to be a very powerful MC, a powerful lyricist, shall I say. So I'm very proud and I'm very honored right now to be on his show. I'm smiling right now. Y'all can't see me, but I'm smiling right now because I wanted to get on the show, but I was, I waited on God to do, what he's going to do. And I've been following here and there. So, like he said, I'm from Newport News, Virginia. I'm also a barber. Over here in Newport News, Virginia, one of the best there is. And I mean, I'm loving life, and every time somebody asks me, how you doing? That's my question. What you doing? That's my answer. I'm loving life. I don't want to hold everything hostage, but your bud, this is some hot material that been putting out and about to put out, and he's gonna keep y'all up on things, and hopefully, what he does ministers to the heart of the people to keep everybody strong. Like I said, iron sharpens iron. So this is what this is all about for me: iron sharpens iron, keeping the holy spiritual essence relevant when it comes to the rap game. We got the hottest MCs out here too, and we on a positive tip. We're trying to bring growth and not destroy. The power of the tongue. We can build or we can kill. So over here we choose to build. With that being said, I'm gonna turn the mic back over to my cousin. That's my man right there.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And, before we move forward, like we start each show, we like to just have a moment where we ask God to bless the show as we go forward. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are our strength and you are our redeemer. So, Father, we just ask that in all things you be glorified and magnified as we go forward, and that somebody might even today, turn their life over to you based on what they hear today. Is your message and your music. In your name we pray. Amen. So, that's what it is, and we're thankful today for this platform. We want to make sure that you all stay tuned. And we're going to get right into the we try to have more music than we have talk. So we're going to get right into the first mix. The first song we're going to play, I want to feature one of Ambassador Henri's songs off of his Transparent album. And the first song that we want to do, I want to do Affirmations, if that's all right with you.
That's cool with me.
Okay, so we, all right, so we're gonna start off with that one, and then we're gonna go into the mix, and we'll be back after that.
Amen.
Live in the mix. You with your DJ and host Minister Mercy.
Minister Mercy
taking over the airwaves for Jehovah.
Part two.
Listen, yo, after the Platinum Souls tour, I deal with Cross Movement. I said my goodbyes because I had to fly back to St. Louis. I left the tour early for my first semester in school. I was exposed to so much truth that I had to choose between what I had learned and what I was taught to do. In my church, on my zone, I was so confused. The first Sunday morning back, it was like culture shock. Watching the shepherd and sheep explode like a soda pop. The heavens shaking, they sinking over these sighty sermons. People spitting and shouting, but nobody's discerning. I left the building, my feelings were crushed, I felt forsaken. The one place I was supposed to come for restoration. In worship of a holy God and exalt him in praises. Spent the whole prayer time rebuking the Satan. Spent the whole sermon time just talking about money. While I was dying inside, spiritually hungry. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach. Yeah, that's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple the Lord. That's what we need if we gon' walk up in holiness, in boldness, in meek, in loneliness. That's what we need in this race we running. Proper lessons as we wait for his second coming. Listen, I left the crib, moved into the dorms. So depressed that I ventured in porn. It was a crazy thing. I felt the disconnect from Jesus' arms. So I ceased to write these rhythms and poems to disobey the king. Reality. I told my teachers that I was living in sin. In my Bible, I'd never read it again. And threw it in the closet.
I did.
And anything that had to do with God, Marcus T, he was doing the opposite in the lifestyle. I called fanatic and tried to go to cell. And said for ministry that I was going to jail. Because I was in no position to minister to anybody at all. Because I wasn't sure if I was a Christian at that moment, dog. I started skipping classes, hanging with the masses. And my days were black and gray like cigarette ashes. All I know is that I wanted to die. But suicide meant me and the God that I thought understood me. That's what we need if we don't properly teach. If we don't seek, then we don't properly reach. Yeah, that's what we need if we don't carry our cross. If we don't effectively disciple the Lord.
What we've been playing so far is we've been playing tracks from the artist known as Ambassador Han Ray, the True Spitter. That last track was from MC that is known by the name of Flame, and he also was with the Cross Movements for a while. I like that MC as well. The song of that track. Title of the track that we were just listening to is called Give Us the Truth. I thought it was a good song because we have Ambassador Han Ray, the Truth Spitter, so I wanted to stay with the theme Truth for the first song to follow his. His first song was called Affirmations, and that's one of my favorites off of the Transparent album. And if you listen to some of his music, Ambassador Han Ray's music, you will see that he utilizes a lot of, as well as being a dope lyricist, you know, which, and that in and of itself is something that you rarely see these days, is the lyricist. But, you know, on top of being a dope lyricist, he also utilizes the scripture, which I believe is powerful. What do you have to say about that and why you use so much scripture?
Okay, well, I use scriptures basically to back up what God has given me in my spirit to say to my people on layman's term, because I believe in being real with my people, where I was, the people that I know, that know me, how I came up, how I was raised, how we talk. God has given me a way to break the word down for them to understand it clearly and what it really means, basically, without them being confused. And then after I give it to them in layman terms, that I allow, you know what I'm saying, God to give me the scripture to back up what I was trying to explain in the first place. That way, it's, right. You know what I'm saying, it's a twofold situation, to where as if you look up what I said, then you'll understand exactly what was meant. It won't be no question about it. In a lot of my songs, you actually got to rewind it, because a lot of people say I rap kind of fast, but that's neither here nor there. We listen to fast rappers all the time, and it's no problem to go back and listen to it again till you get it, and you'll be like, oh, that's what he said. But anyway, that's the main reason why I do it, is because of the power that's in the scripture that will actually set truth and magnify the truth of what's the message is really about. So I hope that clarifies, or I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, that song is off of the Transparent album. And tell us a little bit about the Transparent album and why you named it.
Okay, the reason I named the transparent is because that is my goal. My goal is not to be in a position where people think that I think I'm better than them, or I never sinned before. Basically see-through. Okay, I'm not preaching at you. I'm not ministering at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm ministering to you through allowing God to use me, and not covering nothing up. Not trying to hide from the truth of who I am, where I came from, what I've done. Not trying to make it seem not trying to make it seem like I'm so heavenly minded till I'm no earthly good. So the transparency, you know what I'm saying? I want people to see, listen to the message, as well as, you know what I'm saying, of course, people are going to look at you, people are going to want to know who you are, they're going to see your picture and all of that. So my thing is, it's not about me, you know what I'm saying? It's about what's in me. And in order for you to get what's in me, you have to see past me. You have to see past this flesh, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I try to make everything that I bring out on this album, I try to make it transparent so you can see into my life, and that's just see me.
Word. And that album, you guys, is called the Transparent Album, and it is available on iTunes, is available on Amazon, is available on CD Baby, and a host of other places that you can, we'll let you know. If you want to get in touch with Ambassador Hanre, the True Spitter, after the show as well, we'll give you some information and leave some information in the description as well, so that you can get in touch with him for other things. But let's go ahead and get back to some music, and we're going to play some more and feature some more of his songs throughout the show. So you all just stay tuned in as we continue with the music.
Sunny dollars on tapes and books and learn from these biblical scholars. Yeah, now I'm back and I'm walking in light, living my life, glorifying Jesus in Christ. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach. Yeah, that's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple our Lord. It's so true. That's what we need if we gon' walk up in holiness, in boldness, and meek and lowliness. That's what we need in this race we running. Proper lessons as we wait for his second coming. For real.
be like, wow. Yeah. My life be like,
me on late nights on the block pushing straight blow. I wanted the money, the jewels, the ice and the whip. Ice and the whip, the ice and the whip. So it's open my mouth and the flow on my hip. In my hood with no lawyers to grow up to be. Grow up to be, to grow up to be. So my idols was hustlers who come from the streets. 28 grams, let it cook in the pot. Used to have drink the blood, you was Sandy Hook in your block. Boy, now I'm proof to God. A coming transforming killer, killer, gorilla. I used to wanna be a dope dealer.
I used to wanna be a dope dealer. Now don't call it me preacher man. I used to wanna be a gold dealer. Now don't call it me preacher man. Preacher man, who call it me preacher man? Give me some good news, preacher man. Preacher man, who call it me preacher man? Give me some good news, preacher man.
And I ain't talking about grammar. When I say I needed them commas, but Lord knows I regret it. I was selling crack to my mama. And them dope things with them crack pipes and them bakos and them late nights with my loud blown, but I'm strapped tight. And the block where you stay is the block you will be. Block you will be, the block that they be. Being broke just ain't living, so that's trying to eat. Tell me what I'm supposed to do, what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what else to do. Everybody on my block, on my block. Just gotta get it too. So I'm moving how they move and they tell me get a job.
I used to wanna be a dope dealer. Now don't call it me preacher man. I used to wanna be a gold dealer. Now don't call it me preacher man. Preacher man, who call it me preacher man? Give me some good news, preacher man. Preacher man, who call it me preacher man? Give me some good news.
Yeah, yeah. So this right here, we live back in the mix. We are on the Real Music Show, and we've been pumping that music, trying to get it as close to nonstop as we can. But today we are featuring the MC known as Ambassador Hanre, the True Spitter, hailing from Newport News, Virginia. And you know, maybe you can comment on that last track. That last track, you know, there's a lot of different styles of rap, you know, today. You know, some people say it all sounds the same. A lot of times, you know, when you get into the trends and the fads and what's hot, you know, at the moment, a lot of times in the industry, you know, you hear a lot of the same sounds coming from, you know, the music. You hear a lot of, you know, from different sectors, you hear the same sound, you know, and it sounds like people are talking about the same thing. You know, what would you say about that?
Well, it's a two-fold situation. Some people do it for different reasons. Some people do it because they know that's what the youth is listening to these days. That's the style that's out at this moment. So they figured if they use that style, they can grab the youth of this generation's attention to bring them back, to reel them back in into, you know what I'm saying, listening to what's going to help them not only excel in life, but also in the after, with, you know what I'm saying, with the Lord. And on the other hand, the other part is some people go there and use that because they actually think that that's what's going to make them hot, that's what's going to make them popular, that's what's going to make their sound more attractive to the listener, because most of the secular people are listening to that style these days. And mind you, this is me personally. I'm not an advocate of the new style these days. It's just lazy to me. When you're, you know what I'm saying, just saying, you're just repeating things repetitively and you just not saying much. You're just dropping
dropping a few lines here and there throughout the beat. So actually, the music is doing the most instead of you ministering. The music is doing more more for the people than the ministering the word actually is. So to me, you know, it's just me. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go as far as that. It's just not me. I'm old school. I believe in ministering. I believe in giving the word and giving the most of the word that I can in a track so it'll be full of me. It will be, you know what I'm saying, instead of it just be full of beats, it'll be full of meat. Meat that's edible, you know what I'm saying, and good for the soul. So if, you know what I'm saying, so I don't knock those that are doing it for the right reason, because you really can't judge who's doing what for what. All you can do is know the difference, you know what I'm saying, know that there is a, you know what I'm saying, that there is a reason why a person is doing it the way that they're doing it when it comes to mimicking different styles. Me, I've always been original. I teach originality. I teach a person to be themselves and, you know what I'm saying, and market themselves, market you, you know what I'm saying? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to be said, nobody wants to hear, oh, yo, you sound like da-da-da-da-da. You sound just like, listen to this, you sound just like, he did it just like that. Nobody wants that. Really, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really wants that. And the people that does, I feel like that's a problem. Something needs to be worked on. That's just me, cuz.
Yeah, and I know, you know, that's one of the things that you drove home with me when I was coming up, is originality and versatility as well as lyricism. And, and I know that I probably, you know what I'm saying, wasn't, you know, the best student, you know what I'm saying? I probably, but, you know, I did take a lot of some of what you said. And, you know, even to today, you know, I kind of, you know, try to have my own style, you know. You know, they may be able to pinpoint the era that I come from, but there's not really one MC that they really might be able to say that, hey, you know, you sound like such and such. They might be able to pinpoint the era, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. They'd be like, yo, you know, you got that style like a, you know, somebody from the, you know, this age or that era, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, but it's different, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two of your tracks back to back and kind of give the people a double dose. And then I'm going to come back and we'll say a little bit about those two, and then we'll go forward from there. So, here goes two tracks, you guys, from, Ambassador Hanray, The True Spitter, and you guys stay tuned.
Amen.
Real music, where hip hop meets the Great Commission.
Give me that, give me you might as well fold. Give me your soul. I'm the warden of this planet, and God's ultimate throne.
I aim to keep you all blinded and you brainwashed. To see that I infiltrated the KKK and the half of the police, half of the court system, and half of the government. The nuggets gave my wickedness a hell of a plan, and I'm loving it. On the bottle, but alcohol is a little stuff. Got the burner and some ammo. Now go manage to kill some more. Make the white man and the black man down in law. If we kill some of a man, no more than a monkey or eight fingers without a hand. The men and women alike, I'll meet your greed, but never satisfied. They keep you coming back, so it's on me you rely. You will become dependent on wickedness to get what you want. How to make women study bodies for the threat of their children storming. If they don't, I make niggas of any man. Ain't never the Afro-Americans. If you don't know the truth, meaning of a nigga that makes it easier to spread you in. I can call you to hate yourself and become more like me. Then I get all you want, but can you see what I see? Selfish, self-centered, spiteful, and quick to wrath. Drama, love, a deceitful, and vindictive. That ain't even a hack. Call it your manipulative. I can read you all day. We can say, put it close to the God. I can make you all safe. Give me your soul. In control and unstoppable, so you might as well go. Give me your soul. I'm the warden of this planet, and God's ultimate power. I told your messengers, Martin and Malcolm. How get Barack too, and by disrupting the economy, I'll make it harder for every nigga nice. You don't like what I'm saying, but I don't care. I ain't bad as I look at them by God who loves you. I called you to share my divine. I swear from the beginning, I called your disobedience against him on the throne. Now I own all that you own. Come and creep it up in your homes. I'll envy you. You might get free, but believe me, I'm still watching you. Just waiting for you to mess up again, so I can drop on you. Jump out of God's hands if you want to. I'll be right there when you crash. With shame and guilt getting back to bondage. God, I be trapped. In a sense of rebrand warriors, I hate y'all. Ooh, let me just lay y'all on the pocket, and I will break your whole crew. Send me y'all just lab rats. That's in a project where the winner receives the eternal life, and the quitter receives my death. And I'm rooting for a quitter. In fact, I interfere to make it worse. I even get some of those y'all put on a pedestal straight up out the church. I'm the original sinner, killer, drug dealer. The wicked is blind, the sinner is silent. No remorse, feel like I can see my plans working to destroy your every day. I'm coming and sitting as baffling and cutting, so you better pray.
Yeah. classic Revelations 7-11, and it's Kabod.
I dread it's from underglow and fly, my Lord. Don't call it my soldier, soldiers all the boy. Help me press my children on down. Devil is force with obedience, with fully equipped, let's go to war. I dread it's from underglow and fly, my Lord. Call it my soldier, soldiers all the boy.
Now back to listening to real music. Broadcasting live on We Inspire Network.
All right, everyone. That was a double dose of Ambassador Harm Ray, the True Spitter. The two tracks that were chosen on that one were The Enemy's Playbook and Trouble in the Enemy's Camp. And what can you tell us about those two tracks?
Well, starting with Trouble in the Enemy City, that's that was more of a spiritual. I put the flesh of me on the background and let the spirit speak. And it's like it was more like the spirit was Holy Spirit in me was doing the rapping, and ministering through the flesh, letting the people know, because that was me also trying to be. To operate in transparency as far as the spirit is speaking in behalf of, you know what I'm saying, they're speaking in behalf of the whole essence of me, explaining that the flesh is that the fleshly part of you that you looking at and you listening to, that's nothing compared to what's on the inside of this dude. You know what I'm saying? This, you know what I'm saying, all the power is on the inside of this dude. It's just all in the spirit. You know what I'm saying, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so that's the basics of what that one is about. When you listen to it in its fullness, you will hear scripture in there, you will hear quotes in there, you will hear different things in there that relate that a lot of people can relate to and will minister to people in different ways. They will get, you know, people will get different revelations from it. As I've been told, you know what I'm saying, from other people that listen to it, they, you know, giving me testimonies of how it spoke to them. And as far as The Enemy's Playbook, that was also a spiritual outlet, to whereas I was given the opportunity to see, you know what I'm saying, like that throughout the enemy's camp, being in the enemy's camp and seeing how the enemy is basically laughing at the people, you know what I'm saying, as though, you know what I'm saying, he's like, you know what I'm saying, making boast in his lie, something that he already knows is a lie, but he's making a boast to try to make everybody believe that he's winning, he has won, or you know what I'm saying, that he has the victory already, and he tried to make evidence about it, about how we carry ourselves, what we do, how we fall for his tricks, how we fall for his ideas, how we fall for his influence. He makes, you know what I'm saying, he makes reverence of it as the reality of the host of what we look at, what we see with our eyes, as to prove to us that he's winning, that we lost, that we can't win. But you know what I'm saying, but we know he is the liar. He's the master liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that was the whole purpose of this album, was to make it more, put it in more layman terms, as if once you listen to it in its entirety and you sit with it, you sit and you listen to that song and on that album, and you listen to the whole, the music and the lyrics and how it all goes together, you will be able to not only just hear it, but you will be able to kind of visualize what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, as you sit down and you know kind of break down some things to me, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, man, you know, we really need more than one show, you know, to do any justice to any of the tracks really that you got on that album. and we could actually, you know, do multiple shows. At least, at the very least, we need to do two, because just the title of your album, Transparent, and, you know, the songs that's on it, you know, you could take a show and kind of, you know, and just kind of go over, you know, what the people can expect from the album and what you meant, you know, by transparent and whatnot like that. We can take a whole show and go into that. And then as far as the tracks are concerned, you know, we can just take, you know, one track per show, you know, and just kind of, you know, use that as the springboard to kind of talk. You know, we can spend a whole show talking about, you know, the enemy's playbook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and what that means. So we might just do that. We might just do that, man. If we can get each other scheduled to work together, we might just end up doing that, because what I'm looking at now is, you know, basically I'm gonna need you to take a couple of minutes to tell the people how they can get in touch with you. And like you said, you know, he not only is a dope MC, but he also is one of the freshest barbers that I know, you know, give you some of the freshest cuts, and I can attest to that. So, you know, just let the people know where they can find your music, how they can get in touch with you, and then, you know, we'll close out with V2V and kind of give them just a snaps, a brief intro to V2V, because I'm gonna close the show with V2V.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, y'all already know my name is Ambassador Hunray, the Truth Spitter, and I reside in Newport News, Virginia, where I was born and raised. I'm a barber at Fats Salon and Barbershop on 3815 Roanoke Avenue, where I have hard copies of the CD. I also have download cards. You can also go to cdbaby.com and order. Basically, cdbaby.com is where you may find it to be the most affordable than all the rest of the sites that's on if you Google my name, Ambassador Hunray, the Truth Spitter, and put in Transparent, you may find that cdbaby.com is the most affordable site that you will get my album off of, which is basically $10 for the album. And it's, what is it? It is 16 tracks on the regular album, and then there's bonus tracks that you can also get when you go to cdbaby.com. Everything will be there for you. You can get in touch with me on Facebook by my name, by putting in Hunray Hill, HunrayHill. And you can hit me on Instagram with the same name, and everything will pop up. As on Instagram, not much of my music will pop up, but more of my, you know, saying barbering skills, my cuts, things like that, my various designs and stuff like that I do. And let's see, what else could I tell you? When you hit
tell
me
about
on Facebook.
B2B. Tell them about
V2V
real quick.
Okay, V2V is a peek into how I came up as a child, what I endured as a child coming up from, you know what I'm saying, an infant up to now, where I am in my acceptance of my spirituality, of, you know what I'm saying, where I came from, what I've been through.
I gotta go ahead and play it, because I only got like 3 minutes left in the show, so I'm gonna go ahead and play it. It's not gonna play the whole song through, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna come back for the listeners so we can kind of, you know, pick up where we left off. We're gonna try to schedule that, and we'll get this show, the second show, in for the listeners, at the very least the second show, and talk about doing a series. All right, that sounds good.
Amen. Yes.
All right. So we're gonna close out with V2V from the Transparent album. That this is your host, Minister Mercy, with the featured guest spotlighting Ambassador Hunray, the Truth Spitter. God bless everybody. Hope you all enjoy.
Amen.
There's some unresolved issues I feel I need to address. Got to get it off my chest and detach it from my flesh. First to my earthly dad, even though I really don't know you. Your oldest son, life's better despicable. Deserted you having a clue. How about them foster care expensive? Mom got ready to get me back. Then my stepfather's brother's advantage of the attention I lack. With my mother being young, rebellious, and naive, left me vulnerable. And the enemy had his eyes on me. Bringing me towards ain't telling something that acting like a really cared for me. Had his brother even if I needed anything, he definitely be there for me. Right, truth is, he was preparing a snare ring to kind of like a minute in his act of sin, so shamefully daring that. Who would really believe me, even if I knew how to tell it? Didn't know what was happening, even to say it or spell it. As I got older, I began to understand this man molested me, rubbing up against my neck and ejaculated. I was free. Nightmares of the same crave against my blood, the same age. Can you feel my fear, shame, pain, imagine my rage? I was on the way out without killing myself, yet where were you to help me? By the time we met, you were too high on hair rocks for the next second.
Support, but I do.